regarding the law of eating rice on Pesach. Certainly, from the halakha, there is no problem eating rice on Pesach. The Gemara Pesachim tells us that one of the Amoraim on the night of Pesach used to eat as one of the two cooked foods that you're supposed to eat, one zecher le korban Pesach and one the korban Hagigah. One of the foods he used to eat for one of the things was aroza, was rice. You see clearly from the times of the Gemara, they used to eat rice on Pesach. The Gemara even discusses, can you use rice flour in order to make the matzot? The Gemara says no, but you see, it was a question, not because of hametz, it was because it's not one of the grains. But bottom line, you see what? That rice was never a problem. Only in modern history, let's say 200-300 years ago, where the rice fields used to be next to the wheat fields, and they used to use the same bags, the same sacks that they used for the wheat, they also used to package the rice. So it was very common that you'd have some wheat that would fall into the rice because the bags weren't fully clean. So we used the same sacks. So you had wheat and the rice together, and it was possible that on Pesach it could have a problem where you could end up finding wheat. They tell a story of the Pri Hadash. Pri Hadash was a Sfaradi, where in our countries we didn't have this problem. In our country there was never a problem of the wheat mixing up with the rice, therefore there was never a problem at all. So he was Sfaradi, he ate rice on Pesach, not like the Ashkenazi. And what happened, on one of the nights of the Pesach, he saw a big fat kernel that opened up in the middle of his top of his rice.
Wow.
So he accepted upon himself from that day on the Chumrah, so I'm not eating rice on Pesach, because you see, it can happen even in our lands. La halakha, the minhag of the Ashkenazim, they must follow the minhag, and it's forbidden for them to eat rice on Pesach in all situations. Even though the Gaon Ya'abetz, or the Hakam Sevi, I think it was, wrote, this is, if I had the ability to do away with this minhag of not eating rice on Pesach, I would do away with it. Because rice is a staple food. And on Pesach, you're limited in how many things you can eat. All they eat is potatoes. How much potatoes could you eat? So they need to eat some rice also. But what are you going to do? This is the minhag, and then we can't break it. However, for Sefaradim, we did not accept this minhag. At least our community did not accept this minhag. Therefore, it is permissible to eat rice on Pesach so long as you check it three times before you eat it, because it's still possible today. The people that check rice will tell you that it is possible sometimes to find kernels of wheat. How and what does that happen? It's a good question. The bottom line, mitziut, is it's there. Therefore, it's proper to take take the rice, put it on a white tablecloth, in order that the other pieces will be the dark pieces are visible, and just sift it three times, preferably not three times in a row. You get tired by the third time, they're already not going to do a good checking. You can have Gidurim help you, but you shouldn't have Ketanim help you. You cannot trust miners for making the checking on the rice when it comes to this Isur over here. For that matter, you cannot trust the Chedamim to check the rice. You have to have Gidurim, girls over 12 years old that are responsible, that know what they're looking for in order to check the rice three times. Regarding a Sefaradi that's married to an Ashkenaziyah, so Ashkenaziyah married a Sefaradi, the lady follows the husband. Since the husband eats rice on Pesach, even though all her life she didn't eat rice, once she marries, it's considered she moved to a place where the minhag is to eat. Now the halakha is you take on the minhagim of the place where you are. Therefore, again, an Ashkenaziyah lady that married a Sefaradi that eats rice on Pesach, she's permissible to eat rice on Pesach. But the opposite case, let's say you have an Ashkenazi man that married a Sephardi lady. So now the Sephardi lady all her life ate rice. Now she married Ashkenazi. So certainly in her husband's house, it's forbidden for her to cook rice on Pesach, because the husband is the Koveyad Minhagim. However, Akama Yes is when she goes to her mother's house, when she goes to her father's house, she can eat rice. She can eat rice. He says this really specifically only in Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the rabbi of Eretz Yisrael is considered Marat. Marat is considered Marat de Atrad Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it's hard to say that, you know, that she can fully take on the minhag of the Ashkenazim when she's in a place where the halakha is always like Marat. Therefore, she's quasi. In the house where she is, since her husband's Ashkenazi, she can't cook rice for him. It's not the proper. However, since Eretz Yisrael is Marad at the Maran, Marad at the Maran, when she goes to her parents' house, she can eat the rice and the husband can. Of course, the husband can eat from the pots that rice was cooked in. Which means if there's rice in the pot over there, Adkidekach, it's not hametz for them. They're just saying they don't eat it because of the problem with the wheat and all that. Especially we checked it 3 times for the wheat. Therefore, Ashkenazi wants to eat from the pot that the rice was cooked. They're not that they're not so machmir on that subject. Regarding Carolina rice and all these other rices, the Carolina rice is kasher la Pesach, just like it was kasher last year and the year before and Doreh Doron. Therefore, you don't have to buy special check the kashrut rice. The regular rice that you eat all year round, that's kosher, is kosher also for Pesach.